with the Veep in town, and I'm not talking about the HBO show. I'm talking about the actual Vice President, Joe Biden. Should we be talking about impeachment? Arizona political consultant Paul Bentz with Higher Ground says Americans might be getting closer to being on board with impeachment.
CNN's most recent poll with 47% in support of impeachment and NPR's last poll with 49%, neither of which have a majority of the American electorate in favor of impeachment at this point. So,
all right, let's talk to the guy who talked to Paul Bentz last night, and that is Chad Benson of the Chad Benson Show, heard from 6 to 9 p.m. here on KTAR News.
But here always.
I know. You're always hanging around here. It's, you know, it's like 12 hours before you're on the radio, and you're on the radio. So are we focusing on the wrong things with Pence in town? I realize that Washington Post story came out that said he might have known about Trump's pressure on Ukraine.
Look, here's the thing. You're not going to impeach both of them. That's the reality of it, because even Nancy was like, that would be a way big bridge too far. The American people wouldn't stand for that. But this is all that anybody's going to be talking about in Washington. They're single-minded. And by the way, they've passed a ton of bills. When Paul Ryan was in charge, they passed a ton of bills. Stuff goes down there, and a lot of it just dies, right? Like, you know, Mitch McConnell shoots it dead, and that's it. And, oh, man, and that's the way it goes. But, you know, you're not going to have anything else to talk about. Now, if you're Pence, you got to say, I said last night, it's got to be going through your head. You're a human being.
Yeah.
What if I could be president in five months?
And you know what? For a lot of Democrats, I think Mike Pence's beliefs on some stuff would be way worse for them, right?
Absolutely. Because if you look, and I'm an action person, words mean nothing. The reality is that Trump is, and I continue to say this, Trump is a kaleidoscope of colors and a Pollock painting and all this stuff. Mike Pence is beige. That's it. Like, nobody goes, oh, beige is exciting. I asked.
Even his hair is white.
That's it. He is about as dull. But when you look at the actions of Trump, minus the border, which, by the way, for years they've all ignored. You look at the actions. It's been pretty much kind of straight down the middle, almost a libertarian-esque at times, the way that he's approached things. Mike Pence, he approaches it from the morality side first and foremost.
Right, he's a social conservative.
Absolutely. And so there is a lot of people out there that, you know, he's pro-life. You look at the LGBTQ, you look at all of these things. Be careful what you wish for.
Right, is the Democrats. But I think if they can time this out so that, you know, first off, he's never going to get convicted, Trump, right? We agree on that.
Yeah, yeah.
Unless
there's something that is that we haven't seen.
Right.
Like, based on what we have now, he's never getting convicted. Is there something else out there? It's possible. Let's be real.
Yeah.
But at the same time, based on this, no. But all they're trying to do is run out the clock, make it as just annoying and just... They're going to be a spur in his thigh for the rest of this, at least, presidency first term.
Spur in his side. I haven't heard that one before. Chad Benson, do you think maybe we should be talking about Arizona issues when the vice president is here?
Yeah, absolutely. And borders should be one of the big things. Immigration,
yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How we tackle immigration. Why? Because here we are, a border state, and it's good for people to get a perspective. You know, I know Andy Biggs, he bangs on it a lot, and people look at him, he's a xenophobe, and he's this, that, and the other. But the reality is, this is a border state, and we see what happens with illegal immigration, and we see the good of immigration. We could talk about both, but you can't have one without the other, and nobody wants to talk about it. So we need to have a conversation, and I think it's a good thing.
So just in the same way that impeachment's taken up all the air in the room that is Washington, D.C., it's actually now starting to take up all the air here when we should be talking about, and just similarly in Congress, they're not doing anything on the border, and we're not talking about the border here.
Do you remember, what was it like, you know, 2 months ago? This was it, right? Like concentration camps, that was all anybody could talk about.
Yeah.
And now that's completely gone.
Yeah.
Just whoop, gone.